Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This song from
what is it?
It's that movie, not Back to School. What's the one with Seth and McLovin?
Super bad
when he's dancing with the girl, the stuff goes all over his leg.
All right,
that's the song. Right. Was playing.
All right, we've got some breaking news.
This is breaking sports news,
powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What do you got?
Hardy, you have it?
David Andrews?
No.
What?
His right thumb is heavily wrapped.
No, it is not that. No. Reading from WBZ TV Channel 4, Florida prosecutors will not proceed with prostitution charges against Patriots owner Robert Kraft. Oh. According to court paperwork filed on Thursday, the case will not proceed. Prosecutors said on Monday they would not appeal a court ruling throwing out video recordings allegedly showing Kraft paying for massage parlor sex acts. Prosecutors decided that if they challenged that Fourth District Court of Appeals decision, it could have broader negative implications on future law enforcement investigations. The charges today, according to court filings against Robert Kraft in Florida, have been dropped. That is over.
Nice. I forgot it was still going on.
I did too. I mean, we briefly mentioned it a while ago because it was starting to come around again. But, yeah. A lot of money spent there, boy.
So that is the news at the moment. That just happened in Florida, so we want to give you that news. Let's go back to your calls. Tom is in Connecticut. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So, first of all, I'm a huge fan of yours. You're me and my friends call just a complete meat dude. You're hilarious.
Meat dude. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
So they're frustrating me like crazy. Oh, my God. I think, Zoe, you hit the nail on the head. Slick back hair. He's got to go, I think. I think Gordon.
Yeah.
I think he's like Gronk. He's not dependable, but he doesn't give you the upside even when he's in. He's just all right. In my mind.
I mean, you forget that the guy scored 17 points a game this year, right? Like, he's been the scorer. He's been there. It's just, like, the best time that you need him. I don't know what he is. What is he?
He's a max guy. What do you mean?
What's his position? Like, what is he?
Yeah, right. He's big now,
I'm a skinny, big floater. I don't know what I am.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then just another comment. Is there something we're missing about Kemba? Because guys like Hero and Gorin, I think they're outplaying him. Is this what he is or what? Was he just the best guy on a really bad team, or what do you guys think?
Well, I think if you look at the minutes and the legs and the injury with him, remember, I mean, he wasn't available for a ton. They nursed him back. They gave him a lot of time with that knee. And now in the bubble, you're accelerated, playing more games, closer, pushed together. And maybe that minutes thing, and if he's playing longer, has its sort of toll on him. And maybe that just less of a lift on his shot. Could be something. And there's some games, Beetle, where he doesn't look great, and then bang, at the end, he looks deadly. We really haven't had that front-to-back Kemba game. You've had the Jason Tatum game. You've had the Jaylen Brown game. But where's the Kemba takeover game? You know?
Let's ask Deb in Danvers. Where's that game been? Deb, how you doing?
Hi, Deb.
Doing well, guys. Doing well. How about you?
I love when you call.
Hardy, excellent puppets last week.
Oh, thank
you. Whoa, what puppets? What missed it?
New puppets last week.
What'd you do?
I forget. It was on Saturday.
Marcus Smart diving.
Maz had something.
It was Maz performing It Takes Two by Rob Bass.
Oh. I got to look it up.
I have that in my music when I walk. So
why did you walk to Rob Bass? That's nice. What else do you listen to when you walk?
80s hip hop. Like 80s hip hop when I go walking.
Can you do it? What's your favorite 80s hip hop song that you know by heart? Can you drop some science on us?
Oh God, Vanilla Ice, yeah. Busted. Busta Move.
Oh, but Young MC.
Young MC, yeah. Yes.
Young MC.
You think you know the words to that one?
Yeah, like, hey there's Jam for the rest of fellas. Trying to do what those ladies tell us.
Yeah.
Go ahead, pick it up from there.
Okay.
Hold
smarty.
On, we got to play the music for it, though, right?
Hold on, wait, Deb. Wait, Deb.
Deb, we'll play the music for you.
You get into it. The show's yours.
Oh, God.
There you go, come on, Deb.
You can hear the music, right, Deb?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
How did you start it?
Hold on.
This here's a jam. Get ready.
Here we go.
Come on.
Oh.
That was it.
No.
You gotta go, Jeb.
This isn't the single edit. Album version. Here we go.
This here's a jam for all the fellas.
Would you play the instrumental?
Tell us. Yeah.
No, we gotta play with the words.
Hold on. We got a stupid producer.
An idiot producer back there. Doesn't know what he's doing.
Thought she knew it by heart.
No. You got to give help.
She knew it by heart.
Okay, Smarty, go to a party.
Told you.
Come on.
Okay.
But standing on the wall like you was Poindexter.
All right.
Pumping. High class luncheon. So close.
I know.
No females, just ugly faces. Come on.
Yeah. How about In the City?
In the City, ladies look pretty.
Guy tells jokes so he can be take a little joke and you get
no play.
Get some play.
I've had a very hard week.
Woo! You made it a week.
Good job, Deb. Good job. All right.
Excellent, Deb.
How about women? I forget. Materialistic or whatever.
Oh, you want a material girl by Madonna?
No. One of the lines in there, it's like...
Oh, in the song.
Girls are... Something. Materialistic.
Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Yeah. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. Oh,
sitting on the something about the beach, perpetrating a tan.
Very good. So a brother with the money can be their man.
Yeah. You got it.
Wow.
Now, how about the Celtics?
Yeah, how about them Celtics?
Mbutu. I have one word. Mbutu.
Mbutu. That's the best call of the week.
What happened?
That was the message.
It was like Alan in a hangover. Hey, guys, how about that right in?
That was...
I guess that's why they call it Sin City.
I guess that's why they call it Sin City. How about them Celtics, guys? I don't know what to do now. I don't know what to do now.
We go to break.
No, hold on. Before we do that, David in Florida. Hi, David.
Hey.
Hi, David.
Oh, well, I got to get you off speaker. There we go. Oh, thank you. All right. You know, I mean, I don't know who's more agonizing, watching the Red Sox or the Celtics, but they're brainless. And the Celtics last night, they panic. They have no composure. It's not about heart. It's not about effort. It's about brains and it's about composure.
And they don't have it. And they don't have it.
I would watch the Celtics over the Red Sox. I would do that. Yeah.
Let's come back on the other side. A couple of football items. I don't know if you know, but our producer Josh Fowler on the television side.
Yeah.
He's out today. He's not working today. He's on a road trip. I can't speak to the production value of the program today on television. Maybe it slipped a little bit. I would expect it did slip a little bit. But Josh, the producer, is on a road trip. We may hear from him coming up. And
what's going on here?
We're going to revisit Cam Newton and John Gruden and their history. We'll do that coming up next.
Good.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. We got an excellent producer that takes care of our simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Josh Fowler is his name. We've mentioned him before. You may remember the sound effect that Hardy has for him.
Oh, give me some notice next time. Good grief.
I'm just saying, you may remember that. You don't have to play it. You can get it up eventually.
All right.
But Josh is on his way to Chicago on a road trip. He's going to go out there for a wedding, so he's not working today. He's not back there running things.
We got right. Vinny today?
Vinny takes care of Felger and Maz, and today he just got thrown double duty. So, I mean...
Does it matter?
Does what matter?
Like, who's there?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work. And now he's got two shows
he's
there.
He's pressed
a
couple buttons, yeah.
I don't know if he's able to keep up. I don't know if anybody would be able to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how things have gone on TV today.
So where's Cupcake at? He's out in Buffalo?
He's in Buffalo. He's on the line with us.
Hey!
Josh, what are you finding
Cupcake.
In Buffalo?
What's up, Joe?
What's up?
Why'd you feel the need to check in? What's going on?
Okay, so here's the deal. So you mentioned it. I'm on the road. I've already driven through God's country and Satan's playground. That would be Western Pennsylvania and
nice.
Buffalo. And I had to stop at Buffalo and get some gas. So... I pulled into the gas station, you know, the Massachusetts plate was kind of a flag I'm flying anyway, but I'm just like, I was listening to you guys in the app. So I turned up the app, I rolled down my windows, and as I'm pumping gas, you guys are playing in the gas station, you know, like the waiting area there as I'm filling up. And I'm looking over, I got my mask on, I look across the way, and there's an elderly woman there, and she's kind of smiling at me. It was, you know, hard to tell because you got masks on and stuff. She's smiling at me. All of a sudden, I think she heard Zoe's voice on the app through my car speakers because she gave me the finger. And I couldn't believe it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What a witch.
Man.
What a witch.
They hate you. I know, right? Right. Well, the worst part was that she was there with her grandson. I would assume it was her grandson because, you know, probably 5 years old. And she handed him the candy bar, Snickers bar that she got from the convenience store that she went into. And it was perfect because he was wearing a Josh Allen jersey. So he took the wrapper off the Snickers bar and then tried to throw it in the trash can and missed, which is great. So, and then they didn't even pick it up. She just buckled them into the Chrysler LeBaron. She gave me another finger and they took it.
Shocker.
Off.
Nice car in Buffalo.
So,
yeah, right.
All right. So you're going from Boston to Chicago.
I'm stopping in Chicago. Yeah. I actually just downstate Illinois, but yeah.
All right. But what's the route you took? Where are you?
So I am I'm
Northern Pennsylvania
Cleveland right now.
Well, okay.
So I went through Erie and
Nice.
All right. So you've already made it to Cleveland. When did you leave?
I left at 4:30 this morning. So as down as everybody is about the Celtics, you could have been me. I had to go to bed at halftime. I missed the second half. I got up at 4:30 and I've been on the road since.
Nice. You didn't miss much.
You didn't miss much, buddy.
I know. Anyway. So I'm just thinking about you guys. Great show today.
All right, thanks, buddy.
And
tell those Buffalo people, nice thing is you get to leave that place. They got to stay.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's probably buying liquor for the kids.
I think you're a marked man out there.
See you in a couple weeks. It's going to be fun. Quarterback better play well.
She heard this, you through the speakers and flipped off Fowler.
F Buffalo.
You imagine that?
F Buffalo.
That was a long bit.
That's like
what that was.
That's like their go-to move out there.
Hey, you, what's his name? The guy calls Josh. He called Felger the other day, too. He was getting on Bedard. What's it like being in the back end of a fire truck, you know, being led around? You wouldn't be nothing. You'd be a teacher. You'd be a school teacher. And Bedard's like, what's wrong with the school teacher? You know what I'm saying? You suck. It's Josh. Yeah, it's same
I
guy.
Mean,
Josh
I don't Bob. Know. I want to be a school teacher this year, but, you know, otherwise. Yeah. Oh.
I bet he
that's
makes.
That's an admirable profession. Pension?
Bedard makes more money in it.
Shoosh.
Jackasses. Be a teacher? Show from Buffalo.
Josh is making good time, right? He's on like
he's
right,
doing well, yeah.
Right timeline.
Yeah, my sister's driven there.
But I knew Beetle would get obsessed with the route.
Yeah, no
with,
kidding.
With, like, look at the care. ETA. Look at he's got a map pulled up. You think he's looking at box scores over there? No,
no.
He pulled out a triptych from AAA.
I'm looking at. Remember those?
Oh yeah, a little spiral bound number.
I loved it. How highlighted?
They're great.
Highlighted. Loved it.
I drove from Lansing to Los Angeles on a triptych.
Triptych.
By myself. It
and then
was great.
And then after triptych went away, it was MapQuest, right?
Oh, that's right.
Print out your MapQuest.
Yeah.
Print out your MapQuest directions.
Morons.
Why would that make someone a moron? Just curious.
Reading your map, riding around your car. Just put it on your dash.
Well, you did.
On your nav.
Okay,
now dummy.
Oh.
Talking about 25 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Right. When the triptych was done, and then you went to...
I did a triptych. We used to go special.
Yeah, then after AAA that, it was phased out by MapQuest. And then after that, GPS came along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it went from GPS that you...
Right. We get it.
Suction cup to your window, to your cell phones, and you're built in now.
I still use that. Put the Garmin up there.
Garmin.
Lick that
Garmin.
Thing.
Big triangular looking thing.
What's that? Tom Tom? Tom Tom?
Tom Tom? Tom Tom? Tom
Tom? Tom Tom?
That a Tom Tom you got there?
Remember you go to AAA?
Nice.
Hardy, remember you go to AAA with your dad and you come out with one of those pouches, like the zip pouch? It's got your triptych in there.
Oh, that's right.
It's got all the fold
out. Oh, my God.
Like,
nice, heavy.
Just the leg tight.
Like heavy.
If you want to see the caverns or the caves, here's
I'll be honest rentals. With you. I think those AAA old Tom Toms or Garmins work better than the in-dash stuff in cars now.
Oh, stop it.
I do.
Yeah,
I don't like the graphics on the in-car
stuff.
Well,
the new ones ask me if I want to reroute 14 times a trip.
I love the phone.
Well, the TomToms and the Garmins are great as long as you're traveling on roads that have been constructed in the last 10 years. Otherwise, they're taking you ways that don't exist anymore.
No, I always get a map update.
I'm not getting out of the car.
Take it
I send away for it in the mail.
Download the.
It comes on a little
CD.
Memory card.
Oh, the memory card.
Yeah, an SD card.
Well, it cost you $250 a year for the updates.
For when we change the exit numbers here in Massachusetts, we'll have the updated maps ready to go.
Yeah.
Brendan and Taunton. Brendan,
what's going on, guys? What's up, Joe?
What's up?
What's going on? Now, I just want to talk about Brad Stevens and how I just think that he can't make any in-game adjustments. And I think that Jaylen Brown's very uninterested. I don't know if you guys have seen him running down the court, but he just looks very sluggish and just making his way down. So I just want to hear what you guys think.
I mean, I don't think he's disinterested. Do you think Jaylen Brown's disinterested?
If he's not, he's on the waiting list.
But it's like...
He's close.
It's so roller coaster with him.
It was just the intensity level was so off last night. It's too bad you can't read Adam Himmelsbach's tweets.
I would love to read Adam Himmelsbach's story.
He had a good one last night. He said it looked like preseason game. It did.
Yep.
Like, both sides. I wouldn't single out Jaylen Brown.
Who's he write for?
You know damn well who he writes for. But yeah, it was an issue out for multiple players on both teams last night.
Matthew's in the truck. Hey, Matthew.
Globe. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I'm curious as to why in the offseason they went out and got a guy who just sits on the bench now in Cantor when they had a shot to go after a guy like Andre Drummond or even a chance at Anthony Davis. I know Anthony Davis said he wouldn't have stayed here an extra year, but I think getting rid of Tatum, who had no points in the first half, yes, he went off in the second half, might have been worth the risk of going after a guy like Anthony Davis.
Okay, let me boil this down for you, Matthew. Thank you. Would you trade Tatum for Anthony Davis right now, straight up? Do you think that had they had this series and this playoff run without Tatum but with Anthony Davis, they're a better team?
Hello?
The answer is yes. They'd be better than Davis.
Oh, you mean even starting one of the starters in the top five of the NBA? First team, all NBA? The one he and LeBron are on together?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Anthony Davis.
Not that you don't mean the third teamer, right? You're talking about a first
And this
teamer.
Is not how that would have happened, but NBA, this right. is what I'm telling you. This is how I'm giving it to. Yeah. Tatum for Davis.
Yeah.
And Kyrie. Ooh. Well, that'd been a nice plan. Not if it was Davis and Kyrie and all that. That's how Danny was going to build it.
Be a better team. Maybe you'd be Much, in the finals. You'd be starting over again.
A little better team. But
you're more likable this way.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Nice team. Probably. Nice team to cheer for, Hardy.
Back in 2011 when Cam Newton came into the NFL, though.
Yeah.
He did a quarterback. What do they call them? Quarterback.
Oh, the Gruden schools.
Gruden. What do they call it?
Harrell.
Quarterback camp.
Quarterback camp.
Him and Gruden.
Look at you here. What are you going to do and get this pressure?
Considering this weekend.
Waka, waka, waka.
Cam Newton, can you throw a wet ball? This weekend, Cam goes against Gruden.
Yep.
We're going to revisit the time they sat down together and talk about playing quarterback.
I love this stuff.
Do it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Springfield.
Drive home with Felger and Maz this afternoon at 2. Right now, Zolak and Bertrand, Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Time and temperature is brought to you by... Time and temperature is brought to you by Allstate. 77 degrees at 138. Wow. I was waiting for it to go up a tick or two. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. Save money with paper mile insurance from Allstate. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote.
Here we go now.
Heisman Trophy winner, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You did it in 1 year, man.
Hey, I'm a blessed individual.
You're very blessed.
Look at you loving on Jesus over there, huh?
You're very blessed.
Now, what are you going to do if you see four of the disciples in the backfield at the same time?
You tell me.
You got Lucifer. Lucifer's over there on the other side. He's trying to blitz, and he's going crazy. What you going to do now?
I hear you're in possession of certain gifts. Endowments, if you will. That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
2011 quarterback camp. John Gruden meeting with Cam Newton before he was drafted by the Carolina Panthers. Mm. Let's hear more of it.
You love getting up, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You know when you get...
I like getting up.
I can't. You can't take this stuff seriously.
You like setting that alarm and then that alarm goes bling, bling, bling. You like getting up, don't you?
You like when the sun rises.
You hate sleep. You? I don't like to sleep. I start work at 4 a.m.
What do you say, Zoe? Sleep is for losers.
Sleep for losers.
You like living, don't you? You got a zest for life, for real.
Look at you.
Joie de vivre.
I see you. I see someone who wants to live.
Oh, my God. All right, let's do it again. Come on.
You love getting up, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And you know when you get hit. I don't call you Cam Newton in the FFCA. I call you Slam Newton.
Because
you do slam into some guys yourself. But I challenge you, man. To just take care of yourself and take tremendous pride in availability and durability. You know what I'm saying, Cam?
Yes, sir.
Because that's what the great ones do. They are tough. I'll tell you what. You guys that do this, I think, A, you're crazy, and B, you got to be tough as hell.
That's some good advice in there, though. It's not bad.
Yeah. Stay awake, baby.
Well,
stay available and be durable.
Availability and dependability.
That's what Belichick talks about.
I challenge you to take care of yourself. Be durable. He's telling him right there.
Don't run around like that.
Yeah, don't do this.
Don't run around. And he's running around for us.
That was a decade ago. All right, let's go to the next
one. So, Cam, a lot of plays at the goal line, right? This is almost 10 years ago now?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's about the goal line stuff.
Oh. What is it about tight red zone and short yardage, just like Cam Newton time?
I tell you what, you can call it what you want, but it takes a different person. And any type of short yardage and any type of game plan or anything where a person knows that you're getting the ball, You know that I'm getting the ball. He knows I'm getting the ball. But it takes a different type of character to get the ball, even when everybody knows you're getting it, and still convert.
I ain't never seen these kind of plays, though, man. I never seen quarterback played like this. You think Joe Montana played like this? Or Joe Namath? This is like robo quarterback here.
All right.
Huh? You're like the Terminator or something.
I want to dress up like the Terminator for Halloween this year.
I mean, they're still not running plays like that with Cam Newton, though, where everyone knows he's getting the ball. And wait.
But it is to off what he said, and that was 10 years ago. And the other night he said, it's an honor to have the ball put in your hands to win the game.
When everybody knows you're going to run the ball with the ball in your hands.
I let them down. I had to be better at the end.
It's unbelievable.
There's still accountability.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Rather precious.
Exactly. You know, exact same thing as what they were talking about in 2011.
Yeah.
You're like the Terminator or something.
I don't think anyone said that after the game, but still. Sure. Like, robo quarterback.
Any good noodle stuff here with him? Like, noodle, 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 blitz, blitz.
I don't know.
Although we got Cam at the whiteboard, I always like hearing Zoe's reaction to Cam at the whiteboard explaining stuff.
Okay.
Here it goes. It goes, Platt Kansas, simple concept, speed post. It's a mirror concept.
Does Cam Newton sound like a young Scott Zolak?
I thought that when he started to talk, like, you make fun of me, everybody's voice changes.
Can we get a Games On 4
I think it deserves a good side-by-side comparison. Jim's going to need a second here to pull it up, but
A young Cam Newton sounds like a young Scott Zolak.
The game is on 4 this week, right? Games On 4?
Nance and Romo.
Yep.
Games On 4.
Keep going.
Games On 4. Games On 4.
It's a mirror concept, like you said. Speed post and the out concept, simple.
Well, that maybe not
I think maybe if you play the locker room sound of Zoe from his career, it sounds maybe not Games On 4 era, but, you know, player Zoe.
Yeah.
Podium Zoe. I think there's a similarity. I picked up on that. You thought so too.
Yeah.
You thought you sounded alike.
I thought it sounded like him, yeah.
Yeah, see?
It's kind of that like young quarterback, monotone delivery, youthful voice.
I came out flying on Ted Sarandos in fifth quarter after that San Francisco game. Because I remember driving to practice that Saturday when he was doing weekend radio because he's not good enough to do during the week. And he was ripping on me. And I went out and lit it up. Where's Ted Sarandos? He can stick out one where the sun don't shine. Classy. Dad's like, what's wrong with you? What is wrong? He killed me yesterday. I was getting him. Yeah. Never mind.
All right.
What about this skinny post?
All right, let's listen to him.
He goes, Platt Kansas, simple concept, speed post. It's a mirror concept, like you said. Speed post and the out concept, simple. Number one rule for each receiver, it's a one high read. It's not two high read, it's one high. We're going to run this play versus one high. His number one rule is protect the quarterback from the corner. Right?
Yep.
So if that takes him stemming inside, his number one rule is protect me from the cornerback. My rule as I'm dropping back is to protect them from the safety. So that means if I'm dropping back, I don't tell the world where I'm going with the football. I'm trying to protect him from...
You don't want that guy reading your eyes.
Exactly. So that's a form of protecting him. Also keeping my eyes down in the middle of the field, trying to manipulate this safety to stay from where he is or to shade to the field. And to hit him right there.
He's talking about using your body, and you know where the defender is, and if the quarterback's to the inside. If I'm a receiver to the right of the quarterback, and I'm running a post, he's talking about stemming it inside. So the leverage you get between the quarterback that's behind you to the left and that defender, that's protecting the quarterback for him. Makes sense out of a Harry because of the bigger body guy. You wall your body off. Block that guy out. Give me a target.
So as a rookie coming into the league, your response to Cam?
It's pretty good. He's doing double posts, and he says, we're only running against single high. We'll never run two posts into cover two.
He's good.
Good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's what Jim was looking for. He wanted to get your reaction.
Good stuff. Didn't blow you away, though.
No. Some of the stuff, like there's some of them in, that they do with them, some of those guys, not him necessarily, that do blow you away. There's other guys who are like, ugh. And then Gruden's like, you want to say something? Hey, you're the quarterback. Speak. Jesus, son. Who the hell was that, Jim?
Marcus Mariota.
It was Mariota he screamed at.
Is the backup quarterback for the Raiders this weekend.
Man, you're going to be the quarterback.
Son, you want to play quarterback? You're just going to sit there and not say something.
He's like, what do I have to say to you to get you mad? He just keeps saying stuff to him. He's not reacting.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
So they do the throwing. After the throwing's over, he asked Cam to break down the huddle.
Here we go. Now we're going to break it down on swag, because if you don't got swag, you can't play the game. You know what I'm saying? We're going to swag on three, and on break, when you say swag, you got to slide out. You ready?
Ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Come on, bring it up. Bring it all the way up. Here we go. Swag on three. One, two, three. Swag. Okay. And I want to see y'all boys copying the swag. That's copyrighted.
Let that break that down. Swag. Swag on three. One, two, three. Swag. He's talking slide. Swag.
Yeah. It sounds like something you would do in your career, no?
I love it. Love it.
You coming around yet, Zoe?
I'm around.
All right.
Well,
all right. Good.
That's to convince me.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to see it.
I want to see it.
Have you seen enough?
Seen enough.
Coming around.
Bought my kid a shirt. That's enough, right?
Oh, well.
Oh, well, that speaks volumes.
That's the test.
How much do those shirts go for now?
You like the white better than the blue, though, right?
I love the white. I'm telling you, when you go into Pro Shop, he wanted the red. He wanted the dark, the blue, the Color Rush.
Yeah,
he has four Color Rush jerseys.
Because the blue feels like a Patriots jersey, because we've been buying blue Patriots jerseys for really 25 years now.
I'm telling
in
you,
New
that,
England,
that white, the white jersey in the Pro Shop, it pops, man. It is like bright white, and they box the numbers. It's not the same font. The font has changed.
Yeah,
I love the white jersey.
They went through the fonts and found a font that was called High School, is what they found. It's called High School Athletics.
You're being a jerk now.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. That's not nice. White shirts look nice. I tried to get him to do the damn white one. Look good with his white shorts, white shoes. He's got white cleats now. You see that for baseball? Got him white cleats. Make him run faster.
It doesn't make him run faster.
He looks like he runs faster. He doesn't.
Yeah. They were looking for a font, and they were like, you know what? Why don't you go find us like what they're wearing in the, you know, South Coast League or something?
Go see what Dorchester has.
What do they got in the Mayflower this year? What are the teams
High School
wearing over there?
Yeah.
What's Walpole High got for numbers on their uniforms? Yeah, we'll take whatever they have in red and blue. Thanks.
Unbelievable.
They came down to KP and checked out a game last season, Zoe. What do these uniforms look
like? Those are nice.
Let's do one of those. Yeah. Let's do a high school mock-up. And then adapt it. Here are the takeaways right now.
Yeah.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Give me the stuff. That sweet, funky stuff. Hey! Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you've recently begun struggling with losing weight or have been for years, take control, lose weight, then keep it off with the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Had a nice call today from a guy on it, Peter, I think.
Well, we're going to get to the takeaways. Breaking news out of Buffalo, Zoe. Vic Carucci with a story four minutes ago.
What happened?
Josh Allen's cereal sales are robust with a strong start to the season from the same makers of Flutie Flakes.
Oh, boy.
The same maker that would be Public Labels brand based out of Pittsburgh. They make all the athlete-specific cereals. Mm. Josh's Jacks are flying off grocery store shelves in Buffalo. Just so you know.
Good.
He's got a cereal. It's going strong.
Nice.
Josh's.
Good for him.
Jacks.
Yeah. Like Apple Jacks?
Like Apple Jacks, but they're red and blue.
Just think about that. You put his picture on the front, like, and you're a kid, you get that. You're like, mommy, thank you. You got the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man face cereal. Hi, rabbit.
So today I was doing a live read for our good friends at the Diamond Guild, Legacy Place in Dedham.
It's private.
Up to 80% off right now.
Private screenings now only, right?
Well, no. They're not yet.
Oh,
they're moving over to Norwood.
That's what I heard.
But they're clearing the place out in Dedham. Right. Tremendous savings. I'm telling everybody about it. And then you walked into the room with Hardy.
I walked into Hardy. Hardy was ignorant. Hardy ignorantly left his mic on.
Well, remember, you got to hurry. Because once September is over, their store closing sale is over. Gone. Done.
Whoa. He said, whoa.
Okay. Whoa. Jim, should I start over? I think I'm going to start over in case someone couldn't hear me.
Start 10 seconds before your last spoke.
Yes, let's just start this over again.
It wasn't that bad.
On the air, it was
bad. No, but
that
I got scared enough to hit the button twice. That's why it was 10 seconds.
No, it's bad. Everybody on Twitter and Facebook.
Everybody heard it. It wasn't your fault.
You're right, Zoe. That's on me. I was ignorant because you are in the same zip code, and I had a live mic with you in the same zip code.
Well, we were in
and
break.
That's just dumb.
We were in break Marconi.
I wasn't going to drop.
Hey, Marconi, turn your mic on.
Turn your mic on, Marconi.
Yeah, I'm not just going to drop F-bombs.
Now you're going to be microphone police?
This is a pretty hard and fast
police?
Rule. Pretty
talking police
pretty
now?
Pretty hard and fast rule.
Yeah. What are you, on the FCT?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There's also this today, which was us listening to a song coming back from break and playing music with the office objects, keyboards.
Oh, yeah.
A bottle of wipes, whatever we could grab, we started playing along.
What's that?
What kind of other noise we can make with, like, ambient noise, like stuff we have on our desk? Like.
She's going to get going. All right, I think we did it. All right, I think it was good. Sort of reminds me of those skits they do on Fallon when they all get in the room and
that's.
They,
all right.
Right.
We're never doing that again then.
Football Friday tomorrow.
Football Friday. Indeed. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Felger Maz are on their way. I heard their promo a lot of times today, Zoe. I think they might be criticizing us a little bit.
They were talking about us.
And I think they may have been. It's fun. It's good. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring. Field.
Boss. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.